time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media following the Orioles' win over Minnesota on Tuesday night.
We're staying optimistic about it. We decided to, for precautionary reasons, to put him on the IL with right elbow soreness. But we're really confident that he's going to be okay and that it's not going to be too long. We're talking about that right now. I think it's after his last start, he just had a little bit more soreness than normal and just didn't quite go away. That's why we kind of were waiting and just felt like the right thing to do from a precautionary standpoint, if he felt anything at all, was to put him on the IL and give him a couple weeks off. Right. Yeah. I mean, just for tonight's game alone, that was probably one of our most complete games of the year so far, just what we did in every single area, the way we swung the bat, hit with runners in scoring position, the way we hit with power, the way we ran the bases. Grayson was really good. We played great, really good defense. So there was a lot of really positives tonight. A lot of guys swung the bat extremely well and played very, really good baseball tonight. Well, the way to have success over the course of this 6-month season is going to be depth driven, and how we're going to be using a lot of people. It's just the way the game is now. That's, for me, that was one of our biggest areas of success last year, was how we kept as many people as healthy as we possibly could for 6 months. I think that was a huge reason why we had the success we had. If you looked around the league, there was a lot of rotations, et cetera, were a lot of guys in the IL. We did a pretty good job of that. That's just going to be part of it. And we're trying to keep everybody as healthy as possible. We're going to have setbacks along the way, things like that happen to, you know, putting Wellesley on the IL. We're hoping it's just a couple weeks. You know, hopefully we can avoid those type of things like we did last year. But, I'm happy with how, you know, we played the last couple days. We're pretty dangerous offensively, so we can keep this kind of offensive core swinging the bat the way we are right now. It's we should have some success.
11-3 home runs in 3 straight games, coming back at the home after getting robbed.
Yeah, all night long he was hitting the ball hard through the middle of the field too. So unbelievable middle of the field approach. O's a professional hitter, and he's relishing every at-bat he's getting right now. He's one of the leaders on our team, and he just takes a professional at-bat. Yeah, Long Beach State Dirtbag. Awesome. You know, it was one of those moments where I wish I had my reading glasses on, but I think about the 6th or the 7th, I was starting to think about it, like, how can I get this guy in a game? And O's homer there, that was the clincher. So if we scored one, I was gonna have him hit for somebody down there. But then O went deep, and I was really hoping that wasn't gonna be. I was on the edge of my seat with the fan interference, but fortunately for us, I got to be able to get David in there and get a well deserved at bat. Yeah, and I didn't really think he had his fastball command very well. I mean, for me, he was missing a lot up, and he still got areas to improve, and you see the talent, and you see the stuff, and he's going to have a chance to be dominating at times, and, you know, he was really good tonight. Just the fastball command, he was really good without the fastball command that he has had the first few starts. Yep. Thanks.